This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood Gunstock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gunstock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed. Got a new project coming. The shotgun is, you can find that at YouTube. I'll try to put a link somewhere where you can find it. It's on my Facebook page. It's where we're taking a Remington 870 shotgun that has truly seen better days, and I've taken it to Ace Firearms for them to take and blow the finish off of it and get all the rust and everything off of it and refinish it. And coming in to go with it is a Boyd's Gunstock, the At One Pump Shotgun Gunstock. It's going to be a beautiful thing. Stay tuned for that. Check them out, though, at boydsgunstocks.com. Now then. Where are we here? This thing about Kavanaugh, it was inevitable. This revelation was inevitable. There had been rumors out there about this mystery letter with Feinstein. And so, you know, I'd heard that, and I knew this accuser was going to come forward. Because all of the other attempts to delay and interrupt and grandstand and even Spartacus their way out of replacing Kennedy with a conservative jurist that Trump picked so far had been unsuccessful. So why not pull the Anita Hill card? And it may or may not work. As a matter of fact, it had better not work. I don't think it's going to work, but the Dems are just trying to run out of the clock here, right? And it's becoming all too clear that the anonymous accuser thing wasn't going to cut it. And Robert said her name, Christine Blasey Ford, no longer anonymous and already lawyered up. She contends that the then prep school student, as the Washington Post reported, pinned her to a bed on her back, groped her over her clothes, and clumsily attempted to pull off her one-piece bathing suit and the clothing she wore over it. I'm still trying to figure that one out myself. I mean, I don't know why you would describe it that way. And then when she tried to scream, he said he put his hand over her mouth. And then she was so traumatized, she did not go public, file a police report or anything else for 36 years or so. And it's not like she didn't have a bunch of opportunities to go public. But she was silent when he clerked at the Supreme Court, silent when he was a White House attorney, and still silent after Kavanaugh became a U.S. Circuit judge in 2006, a process that also required a lengthy and controversial Senate confirmation, and the other 12 years since then, even as he weighed in on important cases regarding the environment and the separation of power and the all the other stuff. Now on the eve of the Senate confirmation, Ms. Ford, who is a California Clinical Psychology College professor, and she just happens to be a registered Democrat, decides that justice must now be served. And there used to be this group here that I listen to occasionally on some of the oldest channels, Color Me Bad, Color Me Skeptical. Now, I want you to think about the most hoity-toity person you know, because this is what she told the Post. I thought he might inadvertently kill me. He was trying to attack me and remove my clothing. Who uses a term like that in a moment of trauma when they're recalling a moment of trauma, when they're out there saying, I thought he was going to kill me? Who says inadvertently? It all sounds pretty serious, doesn't it? Most people who almost get killed by criminals trying to attack them, whether inadvertent or just, you know, incompetent, whatever it is, they normally go to the police. Ford did not tell anybody till 2012, 30 years after the event, where she was in couples therapy with her husband of then 10 years. And even then, notes from the therapy say nothing of Kavanaugh's name, only that she was attacked by students from an elitist boys' school who went on to become highly respected and high-ranking members of society in Washington. What does that have to do with anything? In another therapy session, in 2013, she described a rape attempt in her late teens, except she was supposedly 15 at the time of this, which is not the late teens. Maybe she's just being sloppy here. But it does underscore the ambiguity of trying to legislate an allegation that old and unsubstantiated. She alleges that she escaped and locked herself in a bathroom. After she did that, a drunk then 17-year-old Kavanaugh and his classmates went down the stairs hitting the walls, I guess like in altered states. Then after 5 or 10 minutes, she exited the bathroom, walked through the living room, and out the door. She doesn't recall how she made it home. She didn't tell her parents because she didn't want to get in trouble for being at a party with alcohol. Once again, I don't know why she didn't say something when she was 18 or 21 or, you know, any time during the, you know, the nearly 4 decades afterwards. But, you know, that's just me. She supposedly has passed a polygraph test, but, you know, like I said, there was alcohol involved. So what could this have been? What exactly does she believe happened? Was it an attempted rape, a misplaced grope, a clumsy, unwanted kiss, a drunken makeout session that didn't go anywhere? All of that's up in the air. And when you're looking at 36 years in the rearview mirror, especially if you're a leftist knowing you're going to score, well, it can take on a life of its own, can it? Then when you get into psychotherapy, this is where it gets interesting for me. According to the American Psychological Association, there is little or no empirical support for the concept of repressed or disassociated memories of sexual abuse. They point out that false memories are well documented in legal history. We are vulnerable to what psychologists call suggestion and can innocently construct false or pseudo memories of events that never occurred if they are encouraged by someone that we trust. The overall point here is we don't know. But my money's closer to Kavanaugh's version. And this guy's got plenty of support from other women. He's got support from people that were in the room. And we can't ask Gunn to replay the tape. So as they go full on Anita Hill here to derail this nomination, is there a chance it might work? I've heard Flake say we can't vote yet. Who cares what Flake has to say? This is one person's accusation from 4 decades ago. So, granted, sexual assault is a serious matter that should be dealt with harshly. But so are false allegations and so is malicious slander. And unless such a delayed charge can be proven beyond a reasonable doubt, that is exactly what this is. Anonymous or not. Bear that in mind as we go forward and as we're watching what happens and get on the phone and start telling your guys not to cave over this one. Do not cave. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Love.
Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising. Rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation. High-tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases.
The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Ever wonder how Bitcoin and Ethereum were created? Vercel Media has helped hundreds of companies and individuals make their own cryptocurrency. Decentralized blockchain solutions are making the world more transparent and giving power back to the people. Vercel Media has helped companies raise tens of millions in the past year alone, structuring and marketing ICOs to the thirsty crypto public worldwide. Don't miss the cryptocurrency revolution. Visit VercelMedia.com. VercelMedia.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
A little bit about what happened here, just because, you know, I need to put this out there. But first, let's, you know, this portion of the show brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit, Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Sitting here right beside me is the best scout rifle on the planet. I know that's a bold statement, but 90%, well, okay. The Ruger Gunsight Scout is an exceptional rifle already. But then when you add the best stock on the planet, well, then that just makes it all the better. And that's what I've got. I've got the At-One stock on this one. You should go check out that stock. You should find if there's an application for the gun that you have. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. I live in the upstate of South Carolina, which is about 250 miles away from the coast. I live as far away in this state from the coast as I can and still be in this state. And for all of you that took the time to wish me, that you know, tell me that you hoped I was safe and everything, I do appreciate that. I do appreciate that. The problem that we run into in the upstate of South Carolina is that it's not so much that we have to worry about the weather here. And we don't really have to worry about anything. But what messes things up for me as far as being able to do the show is when everybody retreats from the coast. And the storm was so hyped up. And I get the way that, I get why they hyped this up. We're going to talk about that. But the storm was so hyped up, people were coming from the Midlands, from Columbia, South Carolina. They were heading up here too. And, you know, Greenville, South Carolina is not a bad place to go hide out if you got to hide out. There's all kinds of services and places to be and things to do. It's a great place to be. That's why I live here. But it was a strain. It strained some of the services. There were gas stations running out of gas. There were grocery stores running out of bottled water. Everybody was convinced this was going to be the apocalypse. It was, in some cases, in some locales, very apocalyptic. It was not here. It was never going to be here. There has been weather here that has been apocalyptic, to be sure. But this time, and you know, since Katrina, since Hugo, since all of these big monster hurricanes that have come in, I think states have become quite gun-shy when it comes to not making evacuation mandatory. When you make evacuation mandatory, though, you're displacing a bunch of people and you're possibly creating a bunch of refugees. But in order to not have a gigantic loss of life, they are going to do that. Now, the problem is actually twofold. For those communities that are going to try to support this influx, it puts a bit of a strain on them. Some grocery chains like, Lidl, whatever they call it. As of Thursday, they had everything they were going to get till today. So if everybody was hitting and, you know, they have good prices and everything and a lot of people go there, good grocery store to shop at. Water was probably wiped out. Bread was wiped out on Wednesday. And they had everything they were going to get. Milk, eggs, all that stuff. Now, my first question becomes, why would we buy a bunch of groceries when we're going to lose power? Why would we buy, and to be sure, a lot of canned goods were purchased and everything else. But here I have MREs. In the event the power goes out, I have enough MREs here for me and the other two people that live with me. And I have enough water here for me and the other two people that live with me. And I may augment my MREs and get a couple more cases here shortly just to have them. But in the event of anything bad happening, I'm not going to rely on the services here because they're going to go down. They're going to go down. Now, what was particularly problematic was the strain on the internet. And this is where this knocked me off the air. The internet was so bad here that when I tried to upload a 1 gigabyte file for a YouTube video upload, I did Sunday. And this is after all the hard stuff's over with. We got a little bit of rain, we got a little bit of wind. And the rain we got was drizzle. It wasn't like rain, it was like drizzle. But all that aside, it took 2 hours to upload a 1 gigabyte file. Now, when I'm doing the show with you and my producer's on the other end, if all of a sudden I'm doing the show and, I mean, I've got a battery backup here, so if we lose power and the internet doesn't go down, I can sit here and probably finish the show with you. I put that in place because I got tired of the power issue. And as soon as I solved that, then we have the storm coming in and then the internet began to suffer. Not from the weather, but just from the, just being overloaded. And that was just something I couldn't overcome. And I sit back and I just sort of wonder why? When you're running for your life now, is it so, are you taking your laptops and your iPads and your iPhones and making sure that you're getting on Facebook and everything else? Because for me, running for your life means you're running for your life and you're taking only the bare essentials because you're running for your life. Instead, we're running, taking all of the modern conveniences of home. I get it. I understand. So there you have it. That's what was going on. I didn't enjoy it very much. As a matter of fact, I didn't like it at all. And plus, I've been working on. I spent the time down trying to adjust the contact lenses. So if anybody has contact lenses, email me at bill@lockandloadradio and explain to me how I get past it being blurry. I ordered glasses today because I'm having so much trouble just making the contact lens thing work. When I'm working with them, I put them in and I'm just going to sit around twiddling my thumbs because the world is blurry for me then. That was my new thing, trying to figure out how to live with contact lenses. But you know what? You don't need any power or any internet signal for that to work. So, just a little explanation and my apology. I'm sorry that the overhyped storm got listened to by way too many people. So, my humble, we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard. Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com. Now you know. I will meet you there.
USA Radio News.
Tropical Depression Florence could drop another 5 inches of rain onto already waterlogged areas of the Carolinas and Virginia today. North Carolina Governor Roy Cooper says the danger hasn't left.
This is an epic storm that is still continuing. The rivers are rising in certain parts of our state. Some areas have not seen the worst flooding yet.
There's now one road open to the people of Wilmington. They were cut off due to high water. UN Ambassador Nikki Haley has called for a meeting. She's accusing Russia of violating economic sanctions imposed on North Korea.
Deny, distract, and lie. We have heard this same song many times before. And now you've been cheating on sanctions agreements and have gotten caught.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now for a no-cost MRI review and to learn more. It's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain. What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
844-972-BACK, 844-972-BACK, 844-972-BACK. That's 844-972-BACK.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load.
There are just too many times people have tried to look inside of me.
Chester Bennington, R.I.P., brother. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed. Check them out at Boyd'sGunStocks.com. I'm already getting emailed about contacts. Thank goodness. Thank you, ninjas. There's this thing called due process, where someone accused of something has a right to defend himself, except the left doesn't like it very much. They sometimes pay lip service to it, but only when it has to do with covering for the criminals they consider to be the victims of society. Normal people are society, by the way. So they're our victims. But regardless, when it is politically useful to let the super convenient accusers trash people from a distance by feeding talking points to eager media allies, forget due process. Allowing someone to effectively challenge a fake charge gets in the way of the leftist elite's ability to slander good people for cheap political gain with those same fake charges. We can't be having that stuff. Here we have the sliming of Brett Kavanaugh by a Bernie donor, and it's both disgusting and disgraceful, and if the Democrats have any shred of decency, they would hang their heads in shame and spend the next 2 months ahead of the midterms doing penance to atone for their scummy act of cheap political theater. But they don't feel that way, so they won't be doing that. That's why I hope that after he is confirmed, just as Kavanaugh remembers and spends the next 35 years making the left sorry they ever pulled these skeevy little shenanigans. (Clears throat) Let's review, shall we? Now, as I'm talking about this, a leftist who doesn't have the moral courage to subject herself to cross-examination is presuming to besmirch the integrity of someone who has never had his integrity questioned ever in any serious way. Well, it has been besmirched in this unserious way by T-Bone's buddy Spartacus, as well as by that idiot Kamala Harris. But they didn't lay a finger on him because the Dominic duo's allegations were such transparent junk. But now we need to pause the confirmation so we can further investigate her inconsistent claim. You know, was it four dudes? Was it two dudes? One dude? Were you seeing four? Were you seeing double? That an ancient relic senator sat on for 3 months or something. Does that sound legit to you? Victim status. And this, you know, it's whether you base it on truth or lies, because people do lie and they do it all the time, does not give you any special privilege or special right. Instead, it gives you duties and obligations, whether that is cosmically fair or not. Because if you propose to inflict damage upon someone, even if justifiable, you have to bear the burden of proof. You have to prove it. The accused doesn't have to disprove your innuendos. You have the duty to back up your claims in public and subject yourself to the greatest engine for the ascertainment of truth humanity has ever yet invented, cross-examination by a zealous advocate for the accused who is doing his best to show that you can't be trusted. So, Ms. Ford, take the stand in the heat or shut up. Is that hard? Is it tough on real victims? Yeah, it is. Is it unfair? In some cases. But the only people who think life can ever be fair are little kids and socialists. And only fools design their society around the insights of either. Maybe some tough cross-examination of Asia Argento back when she was a hashtag MeToo heroine might have prevented the activist from going all in on someone who now seems to belong squarely in the abuser column. People who tell you that you have to believe the victim are afraid you'll spoil their lynching if you discover the alleged victim is lying. When people refuse to allow the one thing that centuries of experience have shown to be the best way to discover the truth, due process, including the cross-examination of the accuser, then it's reasonable to assume that they're not interested at all, ever, 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 in the truth. Is she hiding from examination because she's afraid that people will challenge her claims and maybe find exculpatory evidence? She appears to admit to mental health issues, which allegedly stem from this ambiguous third of a century old alleged encounter. But who knows? We don't know. And if you really wanted to know the truth, wouldn't you want to? But her claims have to be challenged if we intend to keep pretending that we're seeking justice. And let's be clear. It is a good thing, a necessary thing, a critical thing to allow a tough advocate for the accused to forcefully challenge anyone making a devastating accusation against someone else by forcing them to prove the claim. No one has the right to expect people to go easy on them when they're saying something that can have such a dramatic effect on another person's reputation and life. It's not pleasant, but it is absolutely necessary if we're going to figure out the truth. Seems so convenient that California's doddering crusty senator, remarkably deifies the least stupid of California's two senators, and she's astonishingly stupid, decided to announce this claim in such a manner that Kavanaugh has no way to defend himself. After the hearings, maybe the red Chinese spy Feinstein handled staff for 20 years gave her some pointers. This kind of garbage galls me because it's indecent and scummy, but it's much worse than that because of the effect that it has on our society. It destroys respect for what should be our shared norms and values. And it becomes very clear that if you get crosswise with the leftist elite, even if you're demonstrably part of the elite's conservative faction, they're going to do everything they can without regard to trifles like morals or scruples to destroy you. We're in a real conflict right now between an elite that is threatened by the outraged mass of normal Americans who elected Trump in response to their long track record of failure. Their pushback demonstrates that normals have accurately assessed that the rules the elite points to only are meant to apply to normal people. They may talk a good game about the rules and the norms and the stuff, but it does not consider itself bound by them. So this kind of accusation is fine. Innuendo is fine. Slander is fine. They have to preserve their power and their position, you know. And that imperative transcends your bourgeois mentality. Keith Ellison, Bill Clinton, and Ted Kennedy all unavailable for comment. But do you think the normals are just going to stand there and accept that the rules are applied only to them while the very people charged with preserving and enforcing these rules blithely ignore them? Now, I think the Republicans are waking up, and even some of the Frito-Con sissies are upset by their leftist elite pals, and now they're going to take the side of the normals for once, so you know it's undeniably outrageous. Brett Kavanaugh is going to be confirmed, and when he is a justice of the Supreme Court, I hope he remembers what these people did to him. I hope he gives them the same kind of lesson and power of payback that Clarence Thomas has delivered now for nearly three decades. I'm going to tell you something that I learned in the military. It's not particularly glamorous or anything else like that, but it is true. It is absolutely true. Pain is a great teacher. And I'm ready to see the left learn some lessons. I'm ready to see someone heap the pain on them. I'm ready to see them dragged into the sunshine and experience the truth at least once. Maybe they'll join us and be Americans, I don't know. But if they're going to be adversarial, that's fine. Let's be adversarial, and let's not hold back. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
Times are changing. The circus of politics, healthcare's low standards and high prices, and let's not forget food quality. What to do? Arm yourself with life-change tea at GetTheTea.com. In a world of chemical imbalance and poor air and water quality, it's time you make a move. Log on to GetTheTea.com and stock up on organic non-GMO supplements. Don't forget the tea. Cleansing your body never felt so good. And we have a brand new tea called Takedown Tea, which helps support healthy glucose. All natural body support so you can be at your best, naturally. All you have to do is log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. We're not a fad that comes and goes. We are the real deal. Join us and armor up. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Changing America's health one tea bag at a time.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hey, everyone. Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Ms. Ford's lawyer, her name is Deborah Katz. She's the one that gave the advice to come forward now. Ms. Katz has a long history of dismissing sexual assault allegations against leftist politicians, donating to left-wing causes, and even publicly demonizing all Trump advisors as miscreants, which makes them all worse than the deplorables. Now, Ford kept all this stuff to herself until a 2012 couples therapy, like I said, and declined to name, initially, Kavanaugh. And said his friend Mark Judge, his friend Mark Judge was there, according to the therapist notes. And speaking publicly for the first time, Ford said that one summer in the early 1980s, blah, blah, blah. I'm not going to do the whole stumbling drunk thing. But he might inadvertently. Anyway, she escaped. She got away, according to her story. Now, she talks about these young men being drunk. No mention of if she was drunk, which if she were sober and she ended up at a party and somebody raped her and I was her dad, I would overlook the alcohol if somebody tried to rape my daughter. Wouldn't you, guys? Here we are now. That was 82. Here we are 36 years later. It's apparent that Kavanaugh is going to be nominated for the Supreme Court. And Ford debated, according to Ms. Katz, whether she should come forward publicly with this information. So she reached out to Deborah Katz, a Washington lawyer known for her work on sexual harassment cases. On the advice of Katz, who believed Ford would be attacked as a liar if she came forward, she took a polygraph test administered by a former FBI agent in early August. See, this is, when you get out there and you start throwing these little things out here and these stories in the Washington Post, this is what they're doing. It's the same thing as when a former four-star general, so-and-so, says that machine guns should be banned. Assault weapons, AR-15 should be banned. It gives it this false sense of, well, this guy knows what he's talking about. Unless that FBI agent knew how to get polygraph tests. That makes him not an expert at all. Now, after Senator Feinstein announced this accusatory letter last week, she decided she had to come on the record to avoid public scrutiny and speculation. I don't know where that would have come from. I don't know who would have speculated and saying, you know, that girl, when she was 15, she's 51 years old now. When she was 15, you know what happened to her? So it was Katz who provided the results of that polygraph test to the Post. And the results concluded that Ford was being truthful when she said a statement summarizing her allegations were accurate. Now, do you remember how Deborah Katz treated Paula Jones' accusations of sexual harassment against President Bill Clinton? It was very different back in the 1990s. According to the court documents, Jones claimed that then-Arkansas Governor Bill Clinton summoned her to his hotel room where she was working as a receptionist. While in the room, he unexpectedly reached over to her, took her hand, and pulled it toward him so that their bodies were close to each other. She backed away, but he pursued, saying, "I love the way your hair flows down your back." And well, no, that's not. "I love the way your hair flows down your back, and I love your curves." Then he put his hand on her leg and started sliding it toward, you know, and bent down to attempt to kiss her on the neck, all without her consent. Jones claimed she said, "What are you doing?" and had to escape to a nearby sofa where she attempted to distract the governor by talking about his wife. But when she was sitting on the sofa, Clinton came close to her and lowered his, you know, and I'm not going to tell you that. Although he did say, "I don't want to make you do anything you don't want to do." And then he pulled his pants up and said, "If you get in any trouble for leaving work, have Dave call me immediately and I'll take care of it." She left the room. The governor detained her momentarily, looked sternly at her and said, "You're smart. Let's keep this between ourselves," according to the court documents. She claims she initially kept the incident to herself for fear of workplace retribution since Clinton knew her boss. Katz dismissed Jones' assertions on March 30th, 1998 on CNN's Talk Back Live, saying that Paula Jones' suit is very, very, very weak. She alleged one incident took place in a hotel room that, by her own testimony, lasted 10 to 12 minutes. She suffered no repercussions in the workplace. Likewise, on CBS Evening News, April 2nd, 1998, she said that Jones' allegation could not hold up in court because clearly a one-time incident that took place in 10 or 12 minutes. She was not forced to have sex. She left on her own volition. The courts increasingly are finding that this is not enough to create a sexually hostile work environment claim. She continued to argue throughout the 90s that because Jones could not show that the harassment was severe and pervasive, she did not have a case. In 1998, Katz told the media that if a woman came to me with a similar fact pattern, that is someone in the company above her pre-positioned her, but only once, and she suffered no tangible job detriment, I would probably tell her that I'm sorry, it's unfair, but you don't have a case. She said the courts have generally held that the one-time proposition does not constitute harassment. If it's one time, it has to be severe, almost a sexual assault, not just a touching of somebody's breast or buttocks, or even forceful kissing. Jones has since maintained that her incident with Bill Clinton left her traumatized and demoralized, and Clinton was forced to settle for $850,000, but Katz continued to dismiss certain episodes of sexual misconduct throughout the years. Fast forward to 2017, and she defended Al Franken after a photo appeared of him mock-groping a female colleague while working as a comedian. The time Katz said, "Context is relevant. He did not do this as a member of the U.S. Senate. He did this in his capacity of someone who is still functioning as an entertainer and dismissed concern it was sexual harassment." There's a problem for her right there. Since 2004, she's donated $26,000 to Democratic politicians, including Clinton, Obama, John Kerry. She's donated to groups like MoveOn.org, the DNC Services Corps, and the Democratic Senatorial Campaign Committee. And in March of 2017, she declared via Facebook that these people are all miscreants. The term basket of deplorables is far too generous a description of these people who are now senior Trump advisors. So the Washington Post story, which it's a story, that's item number one, but the Democratic leaders are now calling for a delay. But Grassley's saying there's not going to be a delay. Now, here's what I'm going to say about this, okay? The this is simply Anita Hill again. Now, if, like I was telling Rob, if I was Grassley, I'd pull Kavanaugh aside, I'd say, your vengeance comes from confirmation. We can sit here and drag this out, but playing, you know, the more time that is spent on this, the worse it is going to be. We need to get you confirmed, and then once that's done, then do you need to defend yourself? I mean, is there going to be a need for you to, because you will have the post, lifetime appointment. Why do we need to spend time defending something that she can't possibly, can't possibly prove? Let's move on. Let's get what we came here for. I mean, am I being unreasonable here? I'm sure I don't exist in a world. I exist in a world that is based entirely 100% on results. And, you know, if I'm out there and I'm looking for a result and I can get the result without having to expend very much. You know, Bruce Lee had this idea of economic hand-to-hand combat. Few moves as possible, in, out, win, right? That's all I'm looking for here. Some will tell me, well, Bill, you know, we should let him get out there and go get him some. He'll get some. He will definitely get him some. No doubt about that part. Confirmation goes a long way. We got hour number three inbound. When we get back, we're going to try to get back in the flow of what I'm supposed to be doing here in the first place. How about that? You like that one? We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Selection of night armament guns and parts in the world. OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is a realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
If you're young and healthy, you don't need life insurance, right? Yeah, that's what I used to think, too, until my brother died at 38. Joe left his wife with two kids, a mortgage, and a stack of bills she couldn't pay. Mary had to sell the house and move everybody into this tiny two-bedroom apartment just to make ends meet. I never want to do that to my wife, so I got life insurance. I called AIG Direct and was really surprised how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. Listen, if you have a family, you should seriously think about getting life insurance. You'll feel a lot better having it. Trust me.
Call AIG Direct for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. Call now. 1-800-910-7981. That's 1-800-910-7981. 1-800-910-7981.